California Attorney General Rob Bonta traveled to San Francisco to make the announcement he's throwing the state's weight behind a lawsuit against three online retailers of ghost guns.
15 minutes. That is as little as it can take to put together. We're talking about a ghost gun kit. 15 minutes and you have a lethal weapon, and that's all it can take. Right now, across the nation and across California, ghost gun kits are being purchased, sent in the mail, or even scheduled for in-store pickup. What is delivered is a package of assembled parts that, in just a few minutes of work, create a fully deadly, untraceable ghost gun.
Ghost guns are the untraceable firearms made from build-it-yourself kits sold online. The parts can also be purchased separately online and then assembled at home in a do-it-yourself method. The parts are unregistered, containing no serial numbers, and therefore are untraceable, allowing buyers to evade law enforcement and state detection, and skipping the background check procedure, firing test, and drop safety test mandated by California law.
These weapons have been used in mass shootings. Criminals have used them to murder innocent children in our classrooms. They have been linked to serious crimes here in San Francisco and across the nation.
According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, nearly one-third of guns captured by law enforcement in California are ghost guns. Police in San Francisco and other cities across the country say they've seen an explosion in the numbers of ghost guns seized over the past year. That's led San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin to file suit against three of the leading ghost gun manufacturers and retailers: Blackhawk Manufacturing Group, MDX Corporation, and GS Performance. The suit claims the companies misled buyers to believe the kits are legal, without explaining their legal obligations to complete a background check and apply for a serial number for their firearm. Boudin displayed examples of ghost guns that were assembled like an IKEA set, from parts shipped by mail to investigators in his office without any background check, and called the state the epicenter of the ghost gun problem.
Look, over the past few years, we have seen a dramatic increase in the use of ghost guns. In 2019, for example, in San Francisco, ghost guns were associated with a tiny fraction of gun-related homicides. In 2020, ghost guns were associated with nearly 50% of gun-related homicides. We've seen a several thousand percent increase in just 5 years in the number of ghost guns that are being seized by police officers in this city. And across the country, we see California as the epicenter of the ghost gun problem.
The manufacturers argue it is the responsibility of the customers to register their gun with the Department of Justice as soon as it is assembled, and they're not liable if a customer fails to do so. However, Boudin is hoping to hold manufacturers responsible, as he argues that their sales undermine the law and contribute to gun-related violence and death.
My office has filed hundreds of cases against people who are in unlawful possession of guns, against people who have used guns unlawfully, and we will continue to prosecute those cases. But we have learned the hard way that sometimes that's too little too late. This lawsuit will allow us to prevent the next gun crime from being committed, to prevent the next life from being lost.
California joining San Francisco's suit will add more weight and resources. Attorney General Bonta says his office will provide information discovered through its years-long investigation into one of the manufacturers, GS Performance, based in San Diego and Tennessee. He says two of the three companies in the suit make the gun parts in California and are failing to put a serial number on them as required by state law.
Gun kits sold by each of these three retailers can be used to self-assemble deadly, unserialized, largely untraceable guns that fail to meet California firearms safety standards, allowing anyone from terrorists to human traffickers to bypass California's nation-leading gun laws, including registration and background checks, and within minutes have an instrument of death in their hands.
After filing the suit in August, San Francisco banned the possession and sale of ghost guns in September. San Francisco police say they've obtained 150 ghost guns so far this year. Last year, they recovered 164. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.